Your lieutenant governor is retiring. For 20 years, Brad Owen has held the job. But what is the job? What exactly do lieutenant governors do? Well, they make appointments to commissions. They step in if the governor's away, and they preside over the state Senate.
In a time in which we keep going into special sessions and extended sessions, I think making sure that the lieutenant governor is somebody who commits and vows to using every tool of the office to get the legislature's work done on time is extremely important.
State Senator Cyrus Habib says the lieutenant governor matters. Habib is one of eight candidates running for the job. Not everyone agrees, though. Crosscut writer Knute Berger, the Mossback, argues that we should eliminate the lieutenant governor position.
Well, it's basically a part-time job with an office and a full-time salary. I mean, the legislature is not full-time, so they're not presiding over the Senate. There's basically nothing for them to do the rest of the time. I was checking out the last time a lieutenant governor became governor because the governor couldn't perform his duties was almost 100 years ago. It was 1919. The governor dropped dead.
The governor was away on horseback? Oh, dropped dead.
No, dropped dead in that case. But yes, it used to be a kind of thing where the lieutenant governor could take over when the governor was out of state, you know, headed for Washington, D.C. in a covered wagon or something. Now, in the age of the internet, that doesn't seem to be necessary. So, and it's a job that I think History Link called it traditionally passive, which is sort of the kind way of saying nothing really happens in that office.
What is the history of one of our particularly memorable or unmemorable lieutenant governors?
Well, there seem to be certain types that become lieutenant governor. One type is it's been a position for people who aren't particularly politically ambitious. They have some kind of seniority and they get in the job and then they stay for years and years and years. We have also had joke candidates that became lieutenant governor. The most famous is Vic Myers, who was a 1930s band leader, famous for having tried out a young tenor named Bing Crosby and told him, get a different career. He ran for mayor of Seattle as a joke back in the 30s. He would come to events dressed as Mahatma Gandhi wearing a top hat. And he was kind of like Ivor Hagland, that sort of they called him the clown prince of politics. He decided to run for state office. He went down to Olympia to register. Running for governor was cost him $20. And he said, well, what else you got? And they said, well, you can run for lieutenant governor for $12. he paid his $12. He ran for lieutenant governor and he won. And he was there for like five terms. And he was quite popular. And he actually did something with the office for a while, which was quite interesting.
Okay, that's an old-timey clown prince story. But what about now? Brad Owen is retiring after 20 years. Are you saying he was 20 years of useless?
No, I'm not saying Brad Owen was 20 years of useless. Brad Owen attempted, I think, to give himself things to do. One is he sort of appointed himself a trade ambassador from Washington. So he would go on junkets. He had time to go on junkets. He went on lots of junkets and became sort of the face of the state. So if you're selling apples or something like that, you can argue that's a legitimate purpose. He also had a rock band or has a rock band and went around the state doing performances in school gyms, telling kids to get off drugs and that kind of thing. I give Brad Owen credit for at least trying to do something with the office, but I still think that there are problems with it.
Most people listening cannot name the lieutenant governor. It just doesn't matter to them. So what's the big deal?
Yeah. Well, you know, I brought this up because with Brad Owen leaving, it's been a pet peeve of mine for a long time that we have an office full-time pay. They make over $100,000 a year. We spend, you know, over $1 million a biennium supporting this, you know, the office and the staff and all that. And it's basically a make-work position for at least half the time, or probably more than half the time. And, I'd rather see that $1.3 million spent elsewhere, like education, you know. It's not a huge amount of money, but I think it's just the principle of the thing.
You're just convincing me that I would like to be Washington State's lieutenant governor.
Well, I think there are at least eight people running for the office. You know, I think the fact that it's low risk, low demand, high pay is pretty enticing.
Crosscut.com commentator Knute Berger saying we don't need a lieutenant governor in this state, get rid of the job. You also heard from someone who wants and values the job, State Senator Cyrus Habib, one of eight candidates for lieutenant governor.